From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm David Green.
And I'm Linda Holmes. I'm not a host here. I edit NPR's pop culture and entertainment blog, Monkey See.
Just jump right on in there, Linda. We appreciate you being here. And you're here to answer one question that's likely on the mind of many of our listeners, and that is there anything good on? Because the fall TV season is just about to get started, and I actually have no idea what is happening on American television. I've been reporting from Russia for the past year, and let's just say they don't pick up TNT in Moscow. So I hope you can help me.
Absolutely. I'm happy to try.
So, I guess a lot of people do complain that there's nothing good on television. I mean, are they wrong?
They are wrong, I think. And the thing to me is it's important not to focus on all the stuff you're not going to watch anyway, because nobody wants to spend enough time watching television to watch the vast majority of it. You're going to lop off the bottom 98% because you have to eat and sleep and work. Fortunately. So you're left with trying to zero in on what are you going to do with that 2%? Where are you going to find that 2% that you actually want to watch? And there's plenty to fill most people's actual desired television watching schedule.
And so you're not even going to mention shows that we haven't been able to watch. We're going to stick to brand new shows that you can catch from the very beginning.
That's right. That's right. I don't want to put you in the position of, you know, trying to catch up from, you know, whatever happened while you were gone.
Good. Well, what would you recommend for someone like me who doesn't know a thing about this fall's new season? What new shows should fit into that 2% of the time that you have?
The absolute best new show this fall is going to be HBO's Boardwalk Empire, which is their new big sort of prestige drama. And it was created by Terrence Winter, who was a writer on The Sopranos. Another of the executive producers is Martin Scorsese, who also directed the first episode. It's a very, very, very good show.
I'm just reading the notes here. We're going to hear a cut of the show, and this is when Steve Buscemi is playing the character, a real-life Enoch Johnson, who was the Republican political boss of Atlantic City and the Atlantic County government.
That's right. It's a prohibition drama about sort of a guy who's somewhere between a political actor and a gangster.
And a good gambling town. Let's hear
exactly.
It.
And I'm not just talking about a little graft. There isn't a single business he doesn't get a piece of.
Hey,
what do you say?
Nor a public employee who doesn't pay for the right to hold his job. His aldermen make the collections, then fill his coffers every week.
Lucky.
Look who's here.
For the ice fund.
Of course.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Sanitation, police.
Right on time.
Fire department.
The envelope catch on fire?
He's got the entire town paying off.
Yet they still vote him in.
The people love him.
So is this in the style of Sopranos? I mean, one of these big, new, expensive HBO standout dramas that they come up with?
You know, it is, and it feels tough as a critic because you it's a little bit of a cliche to say, watch the new great HBO drama.
HBO has a new great drama.
HBO has a new great drama. They always have a new great drama, but they've had a little bit of a dip in the last couple of years. I think this is the one people have been most excited about in a little while.
So for those of us without premium cable or cable for that matter, what's good on the networks that we could catch?
My favorite show on the networks this fall is a Fox show called Lone Star, and it centers on a con man and his father, and they're operating in the Texas oil business. It has a story that's so tense about this sort of double life that these con men live that it's sort of difficult to imagine how they're going to sustain it over time. But in the first episode, it's just very powerful and very suspenseful and tense because there's so much going on beneath the surface with these guys.
You're a con man, son, and you are better at it than anybody I have ever met in my entire life. Don't go fooling yourself, son. I mean, you're no more a real oil and gas man than that Escalade there is a real drilling rig.
What about Kat?
What about her? She's not your real wife. She's not your family. She's the mark. Now, I know it gets confusing being inside so long, but don't kid yourself. I am your family. I'm the one that loves you for who you are. Not who you pretend to be.
It's a very tense relationship. That
I am your family.
I'm your family.
So, but the pilot was strong enough to capture critics like yourself. The question is, can they sustain the
right?
The tense?
I think that's the thing. You get to the end of the episode, and so much has happened, and so much has been set up that you just think, where do you go with this? But you could have made the same argument about Mad Men up to a point when Mad Men started, and it sort of had a guy with a double life and things like that. So you never know.
So, Linda, no comedy so far on the list. I gather there are some pretty awful comedies that we should try to avoid?
It's a brutal year for comedy. Last year was a good year for comedy. There were several new good comedies last year. This year, nothing. Comedy is, it's tough to find comedies to recommend this year, and easy to find ones that are very, very bad. One of which is called Bleep My Dad Says, and it's on CBS. It stars William Shatner. It's based on a Twitter feed that a guy came up with about all the outrageous things his father said. It just does not work at all. It's sort of, it's a mess.
What? Mom says hi. She's in Italy.
What's that got to do with anything?
She was on the phone with me. She's doing the Eat, Pray, Love tour. Although I told her if she wants to get to the love part, she better do a lot more praying and a lot less eating.
Was that a joke? You think it's funny to insult the woman who pushed a giant moron through a tiny opening?
Yeah, it's not a year to look for new comedies.
Well, Linda, I don't want to let you go without talking about the return of a television classic that's been getting some attention. Cue the music. That has to be, like, the best TV theme since, I don't know, The Jeffersons.
It's definitely one of the great ones.
Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah.
And there's a new Hawaii 5-0.
There is, and it's not bad. It's fun. It moves fast. It's well put together. It's not great, but it's definitely worth watching if you like your cop shows.
Well, there's your review of the new Hawaii 5-0. Worth watching if you like cop shows.
There you go.
So two shows definitely to watch, as you said, Linda, Boardwalk Empire on HBO and Lone Star on Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Linda, you have to have one of the best jobs here at NPR. Linda Holmes, she writes and edits NPR's entertainment and pop culture blog, Monkey See. Linda, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Excuse me, David. You just managed to talk for about 8 minutes without mentioning the return of my favorite four-letter word next Tuesday.
Which is?
Glee.
Sorry.
Thank you very much.
I feel like I've offended you. I don't know much about television being in Russia. I'm sorry.
Glee. What? How could you leave it out? I mean, it's obviously not a new show, but, you know, the return of the tracksuit-wearing, bullhorn-toting terror Sue Sylvester, the dimpled Will Schuster, and the cast of New Directions, the Glee Club full of misfits, returns to the airwaves on Tuesday. I can't wait.
I don't think I knew that you were a Glee addict, Melissa. I'm very sorry.
Don't stop believing, David.
I will not stop believing. Okay, there you have it. Our TV critic, Linda Holmes, and our host and TV critic, Melissa Bloch.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.